confused, I think.
I know.
To be flatly honest, I think there's going to be a whole lot of us like, what do I do now? And they're going to be too lazy to find out.
Hey, quickly, a big congratulations out to Marilyn McComber. Marilyn won the Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers gift card yesterday during our hide and seek stop. And Mary Stauffer won a $50, well, $50 in cash.
Awesome. Good deal. Boy, those hide-and-seek validation stations, those are a lot of fun. And don't forget that Sean Thornton is going to be with us again late this afternoon as he's going to take things over to Flint Hills Lanes, going to the bowling alley from 5 to 6 p.m., validating more of those KVUE hide-and-seek hunting licenses. And we'll be doing that again next week in a couple of spots as well.
So. Okay, so you have 5 until 6 today. Stop by Flint Hills Lanes, get the license, get a validation, and... You know, of course, beginning August 1st, we'll have the clues unveiled.
All right.
Clue number one. And if you find that hidden medallion, it's over $4,100 in cash and prizes.
All yours.
Flint Hills Lane. Stop by in the AC. Maybe roll the rock a little bit while you're there.
Ooh, that sounds good. That sounds good.
Great way to get into the weekend.
So yes, sir.
That is coming up this afternoon. Sean Thornton at Flint Hills Lanes. Hide and seek. We hope to see you there. Good morning on a Friday. It is 6:51, 73 degrees, bringing in Mr. Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. That will be heard at 4:05 tomorrow afternoon and 4:05 every Saturday afternoon here, KVOE Live and a local. Kevin, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning?
Doing good.
Good.
Ready for the weekend. How about you?
Oh, I am always ready for the weekend. Burnout at the end of the week, but then I get really lazy.
Nothing wrong with laziness.
That's all good,
Kevin. Well, what's coming up new in the theaters? I think we want to talk about Nope this morning, huh?
Yeah, Nope is the latest film from Jordan Peele. It's his third movie. He did. He did Get Out, which made a huge splash, and then he did Us, which was a really interesting movie as well. And it's interesting because he comes from a comedy background. He did some pretty effective and chilling horror movies that had a whole lot of subtext to them. This latest film takes place in California. It's about a brother and sister who run a horse ranch, and they start seeing some strange things happening in the sky and on the ranch, and they wonder if maybe there's aliens coming around, maybe there's UFOs hovering in the clouds, and their goal is to get a photograph of it as sort of like irrefutable proof of UFOs. And it's got some really great ideas. It has a statement to make, which is Jordan Peele's stuff usually does. But it has the spectacle and it has the scope, and he does some really neat stuff, and he does swing for the fences in terms of these ideas. The biggest problem is the writing's a little bit shaky. It just doesn't gel with the characters, and the characters themselves are sometimes even a little bit unpleasant. You don't really relate to them. It's kind of a muddy written script. It loses focus at times. And unfortunately, that happens. You know, you can't expect great movies out of every director. And this one, while it has a lot of ambition, it misses the mark in a lot of ways.
Well, Kevin, you mentioned it swung for the fences. Did it reach the warning track, at least?
Yeah, I mean, it makes it into the infield. Let's just put it that way.
That's bad. my brother said something along the lines of, this is a movie that you know, when there are scary parts in the light, that should probably wind up drawing a lot of people in. Is that kind of what you saw, or is this maybe not as scary as the trailer makes it seem?
I don't know if it's necessarily scary. Maybe the concepts behind it are scary. He has some real-world stuff that goes on in there that's effective, and he is trying to make a statement, but it's kind of really ham-fisted into the movie, and it's not smoothed out. And I love the idea of doing horror stories in the light. I think that's a real challenge. You know, Midsommar did a great job doing some pretty grisly stuff in brightness and beautiful colored lit daylight. This one doesn't quite cut the mustard, though.
All right, let's go to Netflix. Kevin, what about Gray Man?
Yeah, The Gray Man is directed by the Russo brothers, who are best known for doing the Avengers films. They did the Infinity War and Endgame and a couple of the Captain America films. They got their start, weirdly enough, also in comedy with the TV series Community. But they're doing another big budget action movie because, you know, hey, they made two of the biggest movies of all time. You know, you earn that when you do that sort of thing. So they threw a good amount of money at them, and they're telling this story with Ryan Gosling as the main character of this. He's basically an assassin that's sort of a shadow assassin by the government, and when he doesn't complete a job the way they want him to, they have to send out another assassin after him. We've seen that sort of setup before. Ryan Gosling does a pretty good job holding the movie together. You've got Chris Evans as the bad guy, who gets a little bit cheeky and chews the scenery maybe a bit too much. It has some good action set pieces to it, so it does have the flavor of a sort of mid to late summer action movie. I don't know if it's got enough longevity to be remembered beyond that, but you know, it's okay for a lark if you're looking to kill a couple hours this weekend.
That was my question. It's worth a couple hours of your time to do that. So yeah, if on a lark, Kevin Carr says go for it. Good stuff as always, Kevin. He is Kevin Carr. He is an outstanding movie reviewer, and he's the host of Fat Guys at the Movies that airs just after 4 o'clock every Saturday afternoon here at KVOE. Thank you, Kevin.
All right, thank you.
Have a good weekend.
You do.
Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies, with us every Friday morning here, KVOE Live and Local. 656, 73 degrees. Sports on the way.
Attention USE 253 families. Online enrollment for Emporia Public Schools is now open and will continue through Monday, August 2nd. Enrollment can be completed by using the district's secure and convenient online form or by logging into your parent, PowerSchool, and RevTrack account using any web-enabled device. Enrollment instructions, access codes, and payment information have been mailed out to parents of returning and pre-registered students. Look for the enrollment link on our homepage, usd253.org, or log into your parent PowerSchool account to get started today. Families are strongly encouraged to enroll online. A limited number of appointments are available for new students and any families who may need assistance. To schedule a required appointment, please call 620-341-2396. Appointments can be scheduled Monday through Friday at the Flint Hills Learning Center inside of the Flint Hills Mall across from the movie theater. Appointments in the enrollment room are limited to one person per family. Again, if you are unable to enroll online, please call 620-341-2396 for an appointment. Emporia Public Schools, building futures one student at a time.
Communication Solutions LLC is looking for you. Great full-time and part-time positions are available in Emporia now. Communication Solutions offers incredible call center job opportunities, paid training, shift differential, and several locations to choose from. You don't need any experience. They will pay to train you. To apply, call or text 620-268-0546 or visit joincsllc.com or kvoe.com for the direct link. Communication Solutions is excited to be a part of the Emporia community and can't wait to add you to their team.
KVOE, live and local, partly cloudy, 73 degrees. It is time for sports, brought to you this morning by Plumbing by Spellman. Call Plumbing by Spellman, 342-2122, or stop by 821 Commercial.
Plumbing by Spellman is now offering trenchless pipe bursting and pipe lining.